Welcome to our fifth SPG podcast. Good morning, it's Dr. Casserly here. I hope you're keeping well and haven't melted in the glorious sunshine. I have the delight of doing this podcast in my Villa shirt as we are wearing sport kit to raise funds for charity today. And it's just great. So I want to start by celebrating some pupil success. We're delighted that out of thousands of applicants, three of our girls have been awarded the opportunity to attend the highly prestigious summer school at Imperial College London. Congratulations to Debrani in 12A, to Monting in 12P, and to Naomi in 12T. Well done to them, as the application process was so competitive, as it gives the applicants a really strong position for their UCAS applications next year. We know that Debrani, Monting, Naomi will really love and fully embrace the opportunity to have this all expenses paid week at Imperial College London starting on the 28th of July. And to our cadets, well done to Cadet Laraga in Year 9 on being the best drill IC. This is a remarkable achievement for someone so young, and it augurs really well for the future. Well done also to Flight B on winning the drill competition. We're so proud of you. Keep it up. Congratulations also to Elise in 9A. Who competed in the World Rapid and Blitz Team Chess Championships and accredited herself really well, coming 46th in the world. This is amazing. She goes from strength to strength, and to be competing so successfully on the world stage at such a young age is a testimony to her talent and her total dedication to chess. Congratulations also to the wonderfully talented Aoife in 10P. She has achieved diploma standard, which is above grade 8 and the highest musical achievement at her age in both the viola and the violin. Yes, you have heard that right, in both viola and violin. And she's also been chosen to play for the conservatoire. What a marvellous achievement for such an incredibly talented musician, who is also such a gracious and exemplary SPG. We're now going to have the treat of listening to her play, Arpeggini by Schubert. Thank you so much to Aoife. And then school events. Last Friday, 10 Year 8 went to Girl Tech West Midlands. They had a fantastic opportunity to learn about the most recent technological advances and to explore careers in technology. They were superb ambassadors for our school, and we look forward to having an SPG World Technology Guru in the future. On Monday, our students of sport had a superb opportunity to have a tour of the Edgbaston Priory sporting facilities to see the quality, standards and opportunities from a private sporting facility for their NEA and coursework. The girls were magnificent and so enthusiastic and conducted themselves with the most positive decorum and sporting excellence. We've had two superb Year 10 geography field trips to Carden Mill Valley this week. Our geographers were amazing and again engaged so positively with such intelligent organisation in their research. They were an absolute credit to us all, and especially working so well in the heat. This week, we've had our SPG Olympics in football and netball. The standards have been incredible. It is really a privilege to see such sporting prowess from our girls, and we look forward to their continued success in cricket this Monday. We had the most beautiful Year 11 Mass of Thanksgiving and celebrations yesterday. Thank you so much to so many parents for attending. We are so proud of our Year 11. They were the year group who, due to COVID, had no leavers celebrations in their primary schools and spent their first year at St. Paul's in form bubbles. They have overcome these challenges to grow into such fine and wonderful young ladies. And I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate all of Year 11. Our altar servers and chaplaincy champions are out at Harvington Hall today for their retreat, and we look forward to hearing all about it. I'd like to say thank you to all of the staff for their hard work organising and leading such great activities this week. And so on to forthcoming events. On Wednesday, we have our Careers Day, which will be a brilliant opportunity for our girls to extend their careers education, working with over 60 external organisations and individuals. Thank you to parents who are also coming in to share their invaluable careers expertise. We're really grateful to you. Year 9 will have their visit to Newman University on the 14th of July rather than on the Careers Day. Visiting Newman will be a great opportunity to see all their state-of-the-art facilities and to gain an insight into university life. The Scholastic Book Fair is also next week, Thursday, the 26th of June. There will be the opportunity to view and purchase books during break and lunchtime, as well as during scheduled English lessons. Please encourage your daughter to think about purchasing some new books for holiday reading. On Friday, we have our whole school exposition of the Blessed Sacrament to celebrate the Feast of the Sacred Heart. Throughout the day, the staff and the girls will have the opportunity to have peace and time to be before the Lord. For as Saint Mother Teresa says, do not let the past disturb you. Just leave everything in the Sacred Heart and begin again with joy. And now on to just one thing. Often parents ask what they can do to support their daughter in maths. And so this week, Mrs. Arnold, Head of Maths, is going to share her just one thing we can do to support our girls in their maths.
Thank you, Dr. Cassidy. So, just one thing to do to improve in maths is to do questions consistently throughout the year. Don't leave it until just before a PPE to start revising. Identify topics from either your classwork or your PLC. Watch the Maths Watch clip on these topics, make notes and attempt the interactive questions. And then if you're ever still unsure, it's about being proactive, approach your teachers, come to Maths Workshop and gain that extra support for you. I'll pass you now back to Dr. Cassidy.
Thank you so much to Mrs. Arnold and to all of the maths department. And if parents ever have any questions about maths and how to support our girls in continuing to do well in maths, please never hesitate to get in contact. We absolutely love maths at our school, and this can be seen in having 3 A-level maths groups in Year 12. So to conclude with our prayer. This Sunday, we celebrate the beautiful feast of Corpus Christi, and we're delighted to be participating in the Oratory Corpus Christi procession. In our school mission, we had a very special blessing of the relic of Carlos Acutis and were inspired by his life and devotion to the Eucharist. His canonization will take place on the 7th of September and will be a cause of great celebration for us all. Carlos is an Italian teenager born in London who is and will be an extremely relevant and inspiring saint for our girls. He was just 15 when he died, but during his short life, he used his computing skills to spread awareness of the Catholic faith. A distinct feature of his young life was his love for the Eucharist. At a time when many of his contemporaries were walking away from the Mass, he was devoted to the Eucharist, as it enabled him to transcend the border of this world and touch a world beyond. He famously said, "The Eucharist is my motorway to heaven," and that with each communion, we come closer to the goal of sanctity. We know that as our girls get older, there can sometimes be tensions in them not wanting to attend Mass. But let's persevere and show in our example how important the Mass is in our lives as our motorway to heaven. So let's pause and pray for the grace and strength to be faithful and inspirational role models for our girls. Let's pray for our girls, for their health, happiness, hopes, and dreams. And let's pray for peace in a turbulent and troubled world. And I conclude with the prayer of St. Richard of Chichester, whose feast we celebrated on Monday. Thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ for all the benefits which thou hast given us. Most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, of thee three things I pray. To see thee more clearly, to love thee more dearly, to follow thee more nearly, day by day. Amen. We're really, really looking forward to the prom tonight and celebrating with our Year 11 and 13 who have finished their exams. What a time of great joy now for them. I'd like to say thank you to you all for your great help, which really supports and strengthens us in our SPG educational vocation. Have a wonderful weekend. And well done to all of our girls who show that I'm a St. Paul's girl and there's nothing I cannot achieve.